Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through, create a clean heart, so that I may worship you. thank you.
Good evening, good evening tonight. Welcome to Blessings by Grace Radio. Tonight is Wednesday, October the 21st, 2020. The time is now 9:36 p.m. We are in the studio tonight, the Apple Valley Studio. The doctor is in. Yes, and yes, our beloved doctor, the Honorable Dr. Bishop Oscar Moore. He is back yet another week again. The Lord has allowed him to rise this morning, and he was able to come back into the studio to give you guys prayer tonight. Yes, it is our weekly Wednesday night for prayer, and more prayer. So that's what we're doing tonight. We are going to be taking your petitions, your prayers along with you to the throne of grace tonight. I am so elated. I am so excited that you would be here in Radio Land to join us tonight. That is just so awesome right there that you have decided to join us in Radio Land tonight. And so we're so grateful. So tonight I want to tell you guys, again, I always talk about prayer on a Wednesday night because I just feel like, you know, there's different ways about prayer. So, like, I can just tell you this much. The Bible has so many things to say about the subject of prayer. Prayer is talking to God. We all know this. You can talk in your store closet. You can go in your bedroom closet, the bathroom. You can go to a quiet space in your mind and just even a quick prayer. It's a communication, effective communicating our thoughts, our needs, and our desires to God. It is an avenue that God has provided for the believer, making known the deepest feelings of our heart. Now, you may say, well, Tasha, God knows everything before I say it, before I think it. He knew it before this day happened. He knew it was going to happen. And that's correct. You're absolutely politically correct. But at the same time, God still wants us to talk to him. And the best way to talk to him is through regular conversation. Just like you're listening to me in Radio Land, calm and collective as I'm talking to you, that's how calm and collective you can talk to God. You don't have to be high-pitched or overly hyped to talk to him. You just talk to him however your relationship is with him. That's how you effectively communicate with him. Now, prayer is an act, not merely an attitude. This can be seen by the way the scriptures speak of people praying. Like, for instance, real quick, Luke chapter 11 and verses 1. He, referring to Jesus, was praying in a certain place. And after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. Now, notice that it says Jesus was praying. And then when he finished praying, this means the prayer is an act. You begin it and you finish it. And that is true. When you start to pray, after you finish, you can end the prayer. And this is what I always say on this air, which is true. I believe that to have the prayer the way it could be signed, sealed, and delivered is when you say in the name of Jesus. Saying his name at the end of the prayer, and I always say in Jesus' name, amen. That's the same thing to me. When you use his name and you say amen, that is stamping it, it's signing, sealing, and delivering it to him. I believe that way. Now, you may believe differently, but that's just my annotation, my take on prayer. And I believe if you say his name at the end, that means that you're sending a prayer to him. And there might be other ways to do it, but that's just how I do it. You have your own way, I have mine, but guess what? We can always meet in the middle for a happy medium when it comes to prayer. Just like in the Bible, it does say if you ask God for something, it shall be given. If you are seeking for something, it can be found. And if you are knocking, a door can be opened unto you. Now, all of those three things, really quickly, Karen, I'll be right on with you guys. All those three things I just discussed with you, I think that if you're ready to handle what you're asking for, what you're looking for, and what you're knocking on the door for, then God will manifest and bring it to fruition. But if you're not ready and you're just asking, I believe that God will wait until you are ready for that. So the moment you ask for something, you may not receive it that day, that moment, that hour. It could come an hour later. It could come days later, even years later. But when God's ready for you to get what you're asking for, and he knows that you can handle it emotionally, physically, spiritually, verbally, mentally, all that, when he knows you can handle it, he will bring it to fruition for you. So that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. We need to talk about prayer, because prayer is effective communication with God, and that is a direct line to God. When you can talk to him, that is your direct communication. It's like Facebook. You're following him. He's your friend from Facebook. You can follow him like you follow people on Twitter. Okay? God is all that and so much more. He is infinite. He's Alpha, the Omega. He's always going to be the beginning. He's always going to be the ending, and he does have agape love. And that is a love that is so infinite, it will never go away. It'll never run its course. That is a love beyond measure that no one can duplicate, reciprocate, or try to master. That is the master. That love is so infinite, you can't change it. You can't rewrite it. All you can do is get on the bandwagon and join in and love like that as well. All right, you guys, the doctor is in tonight. The Honorable Dr. Bishop Moore, the shepherd of our house at the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, 8516 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. Very quickly, if you like our program here on the air, if you love listening to us on Wednesdays and Thursdays, you love downloading us, you love going to Facebook Live and seeing the beautiful services that we have and all of the ways that you can, of course, meet up with us via the radio and, of course, again, Instagram or Facebook. We do have a P.O. Box set up. This P.O. Box is dedicated to Blessings Our Grace Radio, where you guys can donate a monetary donation. Now, we don't come on here and tell you to donate, but we will say this. If the Lord decides to put it in your heart to effectively donate to us, we do have a P.O. Box set up for that. That way we can continue to come on the air, continue to be a blessing to you guys. And just so you know, as an FYI, if for some reason you do not wish to donate but you love our show, the best gift you can give us ever will continue to keep lifting us up in prayer that the Lord will continue to let us be on this air, because that is what we want to do most, is come to you and talk to you about the love of Jesus and his word, his good news, and whatever else he places on the doctor's heart to speak to them, because everything that Dr. Moore talks about, it comes straight from the Lord. Law and uncut, the truth, and nothing but the truth ever. It's always going to be the truth because God's going to give it directly to him. So the P.O. Box, if you should ever decide to want to write us a letter, maybe you have something private, a prayer request that you don't want on the air, you can write letters to the same P.O. Box as well as a monetary blessing if you'd like to. If you have a P.O. Box for that, that's P.O. Box 671, Apple Valley, California. Zip code is 92307. Again, that's P.O. Box 671, Town of Apple Valley, State is California. The zip code is 92307. I thank you for listening to the announcements and me talking about prayer. And now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the doctor. God bless you guys.
God bless you in Radio Land tonight. Amen. We thank you tonight, amen, for tuning in once again. Amen. For this Wednesday night, as my announcer has brought us on, amen, so beautifully, and expressing, amen, what she believed prayer is. Prayer ought to be something to you, amen, to communicate, amen, with your Lord and your Savior. What a great opportunity that there is, amen, through prayer. You can talk, amen, to Jesus tonight. You can talk to your Savior. You can talk to your deliverer. You can ask them what you will through prayer. There is nothing like prayer. And we are here tonight, amen, is to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace tonight. Amen. Before we open the lines tonight, praise the Lord, I pray that you, amen, ask somebody. Is the call in tonight? Dr. Moore, amen, is here in Apple Valley Studio along with the staff here, and we are ready to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. The devil don't want you, praise the Lord, is to open up and, amen, give you a testimony on the air, praise the Lord, say what the Lord has done for you. The devil don't want that. But, amen, if you want deliverance tonight, you want to be saved tonight, you want healing, you want a breakthrough, need a financial blessing, my God, let's come to Jesus in prayer tonight. In the book of Acts, amen, chapter 2, verse 47, amen, 46 and 47, it says, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with singleness, with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Listen, prayer will cause people to be added to the kingdom of heaven tonight. In the book of Acts, amen, in the early church, they continued daily to pray, daily, daily. They didn't have to wait from week to week, amen, but daily. They went from house to house praying and breaking the bread of life. When I mean breaking the bread of life, I'm talking about the word of God, opening the word of God up. And amen, breaking what Jesus has said. And not only did they break it, but they ate it. Prayer is very valuable tonight. And I want to say to you out there in radio land tonight, just as prayer was important to the apostles in the early days, in the early time of the church, prayer is that much more valuable today. So let us come to Jesus tonight. Amen, and let us, amen, give Jesus our all that the Lord wants to do something for you. Amen, a glimpse of the early church, amen, seized it on their knees. They saw it on their knees. They went down on their knees. They prayed, and they stayed there until something happened. Prayed, and they prayed God. Sometimes, amen, the reason we don't get no results out of prayer, we don't stay there long enough. I'm talking about when you pray, amen, you got to deny yourself. You got to pray till you get into the Spirit. Sometimes it takes time to really pray. You can't just say a few words. But you got to stay there until you can hear from heaven. My announcer, amen, is lining up tonight. Praise the Lord. I believe, amen. She's getting ready to praise the Lord. She's getting ready to open the line. Praise the Lord. That we can pray for you. Tell somebody that Dr. Moore is on the air tonight. And we want you, amen, is to call in. Give us your prayer request. Thank God, amen, for each one of you, amen, praying for this ministry. Amen. On Wednesday night, amen, you can talk to Jesus. I'm not talking about talk to Dr. Moore tonight, but talk to Jesus. My God. And the Lord will hear and answer your prayer. He said, if you ask anything in my name, he'll do it for you. So try Jesus tonight as we tip amen to go through one more time. Time, amen, is winding up. Prayer will soon be eliminated. We won't need prayer after a while because we ain't going to be here. But we need it right now. We need it bad. Let us continue to pray, amen, for COVID-19. It's not over with. It seems like God in his divine mercy, amen, is relaxing it and holding it back some, but it's not over with yet. Pray, amen, that God will continue to allow this thing to cease and bring it from among us. Prayer will change things. This is Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. Saying God bless you tonight. And we get ready for our first call.
Caller from 818-358. You are now live on air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
What? 818-358.
You're now live on air, Dr. Moore.
Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop.
God bless, Brother Brandon.
I'm calling in for prayer for my friend Cammy, me and my family, my father, and you, Bishop, and Katasha, and our church, and the adventure that we're going to go on. Thank you.
And God bless you, my son. Amen. We will take your petition to the Lord tonight. My God, hear our cries. Hear my brother cry tonight. Lord, he's standing in pocket for one of his friends tonight. Brother Cameron, asking you, O Lord, is to continue to bring him this way. Open up his understanding. Give him physical healing as well as spiritual healing. I'm asking you to continue to bless Brother Vernon, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Nobody knows this heart like you know this heart. Almighty God, continue to bless him. Keep him, Lord, with his mind focused upon you.
Yes.
In the last and evil days that we're living in right now. Oh, Lord God, he prayed for his father. My God, I don't know the condition of his father, but you know the condition. The other way he's at right now, go there and touch that man right now in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, if he don't know you, let him open his heart and say yes to your divine will tonight. Touch him right now, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus, give him strength, Lord. Give him strength right now, Lord. Give him strength right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let him know, Lord, that he hasn't been forgotten, Lord. Somebody is thinking about him. In the name of Jesus, I pray for this man's family, Lord. My God, bless his family, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. You know how to bless his family, Lord. My God, you know how to supply every need with your riches and glory right now. I thank you for him right now. Lord, draw us nigh. Oh, let us be a one mind. Let us be a one accord. Bless the church in the name of Jesus. We lift up holy hands unto you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now. Continue to let your blessing be upon this house, but upon this man of God in the name of Jesus. Let him be led by your spirit in Jesus' name, I pray. Thank the Lord. Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for calling. We love you tonight.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Tasha.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 818-809. You're live on the air, Jackson. Hello. So, caller.
How you doing, Bishop? This is Morris Dodd's grandson. Morris Dodd's grandson. I'm calling for a prayer for my girlfriend right now. She's in ICU right now due to an illness.
All right. Well, we're going to believe the Lord, amen, with you and for her tonight. Right now, there is no distance in prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus right now. This young man, Lord, is calling for his girlfriend that is in the hospital right now due to illness. You know what kind of illness it is right now. As the doctor trying to figure it out, Lord God, you can work it out in the name of Jesus right now. Go there and touch right now, Lord. My God, I'm asking you to heal in the name of Jesus. Tell me what it is right now. Let your blood cover right now in
Lord.
The name of Jesus right now. Touch the Lord. Give us strength, Lord. Help us overcome this condition right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for prayer, Lord, because prayer changes things. And oh, Lord, you are not willing that we be sick tonight. My God, touch, heal, and deliver. And we're going to give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank God for the young man calling in tonight. Give him strength right now, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Stand by, our Lord, and encourage. It's the way that you need to be encouraged. We're going to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Why, God, we believe Jesus right now. Thank you for your comfort. And we believe in Jesus with you right now, my son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
God bless you. Caller from 310-508. You're now live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, Deacon Dennis. My God, God bless you tonight.
Hey, amen. I'm calling for prayer for me and my wife. That the Lord continue to just touch the old tired and feeble body and give us with a double portion of strength. Amen, and continue to let me be found doing his will.
God bless you, my deacon. We're going to believe the Lord just for that. My Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus right now, this man of God asking you to give them strength in the body.
In the name of Jesus.
Husband and wife, in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, you know as we grow older, our body gets weak. And we need your help, Lord. We need your strength.
In Jesus' name.
We need your deliverance, Lord. Everything sometimes come in and try to attack this whole body. But my God, we bind it in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank
strengthen
you.
Us right now, Lord. Strengthen us right now, Lord. Touch Deacon Dennis right now, Lord. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord. Yes,
your blood,
Lord.
My God. Prevail over him right now, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Bring
in the name
help
of
to him,
Jesus.
Lord. My God, where the hell is feeling, renew that strength in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
Renew the strength in Mother Jennings in the name of Jesus right now. Touch, heal, and deliver right now. My God. We know that you're able, Lord. We know they're able, Lord. No matter what the condition is, Lord. No matter
Lord,
what the disease is, my God, that is running through the body right now, we know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer right now. You are giving us strength right now, Lord. My God, you're giving us strength right now. And we thank you for the strength
thank
you're giving
you
us
Jesus.
Right now. Jesus. My God, that deliverance coming. My God, in the name. Oh, my heart comes
on the Thank you, Jesus.
Renew their strength, Lord. Renew their strength, Lord. Renew their strength. Renew their strength, Lord. Renew their strength, Lord. Renew their strength, Lord.
Jesus,
we are praying, Lord. I believe that you're doing it right now by your power. I believe you're touching and delivering right now, Lord. My God, I thank you for it right now. I thank you for their faithfulness, Lord. My God, in Jesus' name, keep them faithful unto death. My God, you say you give them a crown of life. I thank you for them right now. I thank you for the power and the deliverance of the Holy Ghost upon them right now. I thank you for hearing our prayer. My God, I thank you for answering our prayers right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. My God, in the name of Jesus. God bless you tonight. My Baba Hukanda.
God bless you, Bishop.
If you don't have a plan, my God, we're looking for strength, we're looking for deliverance, and we're looking for healing in Jesus' name.
In
God bless
Jesus
you.
Name.
And give a call. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Caller from 323-350. You're now live on the air. Dr. Moore.
God bless you, Kitasha. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless my daughter.
I'm in agreement with all the prayer requests that went up before the Lord. I have some special prayer requests. That was my little nephew and his girlfriend with that coronavirus. I have a special request for them down there in Arizona. My auntie Chris, she broke her hip, and now she's trying to learn how to walk all over again. My Aunt Mabel, and there's so many more of them down there that's in need of healing. To touch my body. Lord, I'm asking the Lord to just keep me up before the Lord, that I grow stronger and stronger in the Lord, that you know that they keep on asking me about Jesus, calling me and asking me for prayer. I'm just thanking the Lord for what he's doing for me, that they may see Jesus in me. I'm praying for soul salvation for my side of the family as well as my husband's side of the family. I'm talking about my whole entire family and extended family on both sides. Praying for you, Bishop, and your household, greater our nation as a whole, Kitasha and y'all ministry together, and I'm also praying for those behind the prison wall and on our sick list. That is my prayer request for tonight. And my special, my little great niece, Aaliyah, for her breathing. That's another special prayer request.
God bless you tonight. My God, Sister.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Sister
Lord.
Tonight, we know the Lord. We know the Lord is answering our prayers, and we know the Lord is hearing us right now. So we release our faith. We release our faith into the Lord tonight.
Yes,
my
Lord,
my
name
God,
of Jesus.
My God, these are special requests tonight. Those that is under the COVID tonight, those that is under the influence of this disease tonight, I bring them before you tonight because you are a healer.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are a deliverer in the name
yes,
of Jesus. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In
go
Jesus
there and
name.
Touch them right now and release them from this COVID disease in the name of Jesus right now. My God, ever what it is. Oh, the fever, Lord, it is in the body. My God, break it through.
Yes,
it through
Jesus,
right now.
Yes, Jesus.
My God, in the name of Jesus right now. And that young lady that cannot breathe, that they hit her about her, open up those breathing apparatus,
Lord.
Open
up, baby. Yes, Lord, touch it right now, Lord. Touch it right now, Leah, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Open it up in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the praise right now, Father.
Yes, Lord,
in the name,
in the name
of
Jesus.
Lord, break it out
good
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Now.
Work it out, Jesus.
Good Lord, bring up Hoshanda, Hoshanda. We give you praise
Lord.
Right now, Lord. And there are some, Lord Jesus, I may not remember all tonight, but oh, Lord, those Minister Mabel in Phoenix, Arizona, oh, Lord God, go there and touch her tonight. Give us strength right now, Lord. Give us strength
My
right now,
Chris.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Strengthen them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Give us strength right now, Lord. All of those that are in Arizona, that didn't be the
Lord, touch them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Jesus.
Above all, we pray, Lord, that you save his soul tonight. My incarnate soul.
Yeah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Strength, Jesus.
Strength my sister tonight. Lord Jesus, many of them coming to her asking, what must they do? They're looking for help, Lord. Give her the answer, Lord.
In the name
your
of Jesus.
Word, Lord. Give her the answer, Lord. My God, that'll be able
thank
to
you,
tell
Jesus.
Help.
Do it, Lord.
What to do in the name of Jesus right now.
In the name of Jesus.
The husband's side, the wife's side. In the name of Jesus. Let healing
do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord. My God said to little hook on the so they say, yes to your divine will. Yes to your divine
yes,
will. Lord.
Yes, Lord. You will, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Well, we can talk back to you tonight. My God, we thank you for the be the inner tonight. We thank you for you tonight, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And keep these in your forefront, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Keep her with her mind on you as she travels.
Yes,
do what
Lord,
she
in the name
done.
Of Jesus.
Her, Lord.
Do it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Give her insight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give her wisdom in Jesus' name. And we
thank
pray
you,
for
Jesus.
That body in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. God bless you. And thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you, Keith Tasha and Bishop.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Caller from locked number. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm calling prayer for myself and my home and all of my children and grandchildren that God let his blood cover over them while they're out and asking God to save them before it's too late.
God bless your mother dinner tonight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That is one of the most important prayers that there is. Save my household. Save my children. Almighty
yeah.
God, this mother is standing in pocket for her children and her grandchildren and her great grandchildren. Oh Lord God, that is our tonight and some is not in the ark of favor tonight. Some are just out there like many others, Lord. But this mother, Lord, bringing them, her children, before you today. Asking you to keep them because we know Satan desire to sit to them as grains of sand. Satan desire to take them out of the world and then they're not saved tonight. But bring them all in. I don't care what they've done and how long they've been doing it. Turn them around, Jesus. Turn them around. We be able to hook on them. We bring prayer up for you. It's stronger than any demon. Prayer is stronger than these children. Save them, children. Oh, save them, Lord. Save them, Lord. Let your blood continue to come over them while they're out there, Lord Jesus, in their little simple way. Let your blood cover them right now. But talk
in
to them,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
God, my blessed Lord. Let them turn from that, leave a pain, Lord. My God, once we all were together, we all were lost, but one day you changed our mind. Brought us into the way of holiness. And we thank you for it right now. Continue to strengthen my mother right now, Lord. My God, continue to strengthen her and continue to let her mind be her health about her children, Lord. My God, because you don't want us to perish tonight, but all come to eternal life. My God, let your blessing be upon this household, and we're going to give you the praise and the glory right now in Jesus' name. Thank the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Thank
mother
you, Bishop.
For calling that. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Caller from block number, you're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless my sister.
Okay, my prayer request, we may need more love and peace and happiness toward one another and this whole nation. You know,
God
and have to stay prayed up and keep God. Keep God in front of it all.
God bless you.
And,
God bless you.
Okay, that's my prayer request.
Amen, my God. I can touch and agree with you. Praise the Lord. We need more love. We need more concern with one another. Ah, my God. Lord Jesus, you heard the prayer request tonight. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to grant it to be so. grant this thing to be so. Lord,
thank
let mankind find love
thank you, Jesus.
One for the other one.
Thank you, Jesus.
And no matter,
yes.
Lord Jesus, what race, creed, or color we are, let us find love one for another. All the racial
yes.
problem that is in the world, Lord,
yes.
my God, let
yes,
love
Lord.
Come in. Because you are love. Lord, you come into their life. Turn them around.
Yes.
Indeed, that's not like it right now. My God,
yes, Lord.
Honor this prayer tonight, Lord, because we need love, Lord. In the midst of this crooked
yes.
generation that we're living in, we need love, Lord. We need your love, Lord.
Yes.
My God,
yes.
you that are God in love tonight. My God, touch men and women, boys and girls, everywhere upon the face of the earth tonight. And let them, Lord Jesus, have love in their heart. Move the hatred. Move
yes.
the evil. Of Jesus.
Yes, remove that evil. Yes,
my
wickedness.
God, heart.
Yes, Lord.
My God, bless him with your love tonight. Your love, Lord. Your love. You
yes,
so love
Jesus.
The world that you gave
yes,
you
Jesus.
Only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him
yes,
shall not
Jesus.
Perish, but have eternal life. My God, let your love show forward. And we're going to give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we thank you for my daughter calling in tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank God,
Jesus.
Thank God, thank God. And thank you for calling
thank
in.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Bishop and Kitasha. Love
amen,
you.
Amen.
Caller from 562-417. You're now live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless. I have a special prayer request. I want Bishop to remember my auntie that's in need right now. A prayer, saints to join in, and ask God for healing for her. And that'll be my prayer request for tonight.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Asking for prayer for my auntie. She's in
amen.
The hospital,
amen.
And I'm asking that God touch her body and strengthen
hallelujah,
her.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. We know that there is no distance
yes.
in prayer tonight, Lord. My beloved minister that you have called, Lord, is in Foxy tonight for her auntie. Everywhere she's lying at tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Hospital tonight, my God and Jesus, move up on her right now.
Move,
by
Lord,
your spirit,
in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I know you already done heard prayer. Oh, Lord, deliver her from the
yes,
hospital
Lord.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
She is a child of yours, Lord. My God. A
yes,
warrior that's on the
yes.
for you. Touch her tonight in the name of Jesus.
Heal
her,
Lord.
Raise up, Lord.
Heal.
Bring her back home, Lord. Bring her back on fire. Bring her
touch
back
her, Lord,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Deliver right now. We're standing in pocket.
Right
Lord.
Now,
right
Jesus.
Now. Oh, my God, right
yes,
now.
Lord.
As we pray, Lord, as we pray, let us continue to feel your power and your deliverance right now.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of
heal in the name of Jesus.
Prayer, change the thing.
Yes.
My God is a healer. My God is a deliverer. Every head, turn on the
yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Thank
right.
you, Jesus.
We're going to give thank you the praise.
Jesus.
We give you the glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now
thank
in
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
God bless you tonight, Mr. Lawrence. And thank you, amen, for that request tonight. We're keeping up that request up before the Lord tonight. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
That's
God
call.
Bless.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good. His mercy endures forever. My God, God is so good to us tonight. Amen. We want you, praise the Lord, to continue to call in tonight. Praise the Lord. We thanking God for all of those that have called in tonight. Jesus is waiting on your prayer. If you're listening to Dr. Moore tonight, don't listen to the voice of Satan tonight. Amen. Let people know that prayer change things, and if you're in need tonight, ask Jesus for some help. And he said, I will supply you every need with his riches and glory. Call us tonight. We are here to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. I often say, amen, what the early church did and how faithful they were to the Lord. But, amen, can I say what the church has done in 2020? Are we faithful to the Lord? Are we praying till we get a breakthrough? Are we praying, amen, to people, amen, is getting healed, delivered? My God, broken bones, amen, being mended again. Are we praying until the death raised? Amen. Are we praying tonight? Prayer is merely more than words. And Jesus want to hear your prayer tonight. I don't care what you are going through with, who you are, Jesus can deliver you. I don't care, amen, how much of the COVID disease, amen, that you are under tonight. Jesus can deliver you. Just like Daniel was in the lion's den. Daniel, amen, didn't know whether the lions was going to eat him up or not. But Daniel had his faith in the Lord. Daniel know, amen, God was able to deliver him from the lion's den. And God did just that because the man, amen, had his faith in the Lord. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Call Dr. Moore tonight. Amen. And let us, amen, take our petition to the Lord. If we are still applying, amen, in our modern age, if we desire to approach God, prayer is the only way to create a communication bridge between the infinite and the finite. Prayer, if you want to talk to Jesus, amen. We are infinite and he's finite. Do it through prayer tonight. You want to hear from the Lord? You want to know whether he's real tonight? I dare you to get sincerely. I dare you to get sincerely in your heart. There are some of you, amen, don't know whether there's a God tonight. I dare you to get sincerely and pray out of the depths of your heart. And Jesus will prove himself to you tonight. The disciples, amen, who followed the man Jesus Christ, observed the practice of prayer in his life, and they recognized it permanently important. They required, Lord, teach us to pray. Do somebody tonight, amen. If you don't know how to pray, you don't have to go to school to learn how to pray. All you have to do is open your mouth and be sincere in ever what you ask the Lord for. And God will teach you how to pray. Call that number tonight. And we want to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. Prayer will change things. Oh, praise the Lord. There are thousands of you listening to us tonight. Call that number. The telephone line ought to be burning up tonight. Amen. Because I know we need prayer like never before. In John 15, chapter, amen, in verse 5, it says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can't do nothing. Without Jesus, you can't do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus tonight. Prayer, help a believer to overcome their carnal nature and the work of the flesh. If you, amen, haven't overcome your carnal nature, keep on praying. Keep on asking the Lord to help you not to obey the things of the flesh, but to produce and bear the fruit of the Spirit. Keep on praying. The Lord haven't forsaken you. He haven't left you alone. But you need to pray. Call us tonight. It is impossible, amen, for a carnal-minded man, an individual, to bear spiritual fruit. If you're carnal-minded, you can't bear spiritual fruit tonight. You got to be spiritual-minded. You have to know something about Jesus, amen, to bear spiritual fruit. Prayer will empower one to conquer the flesh. Amen. If you can't conquer the flesh, go to praying. Praying. Lord, help me. Give me some strength. This is Dr. Moore, amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley tonight. Prayer will change things. I say prayer will change things. 126 Psalm and the 6th verse said, he that goeth forward and weepeth, bringeth precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his shield with him. If you saw some precious seeds tonight, those seeds will spring up and bring some joy. My God, my God. Prayer, prayer. We need prayer. And Peter passed his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bone received strength. Oh, Jesus can do it immediately. You can be on your bedside of affliction for years, but Jesus can immediately heal you. Acts 3, 4 and 7. Try Jesus. I know Jesus. Amen. To raise you up. The Lord have raised me up too many times and still raising me up. It's a Wednesday night. We are so grateful for those that call in, but we want to hear from so many others. Amen. You are there in radio land. This is an opportunity for you to communicate with your Lord and your Savior. If you have a testimony and you want to tell your testimony, amen, what the Lord has done for you, amen, we will listen, amen, for a little while, amen, and listen at your testimony. If it can be expediently, if it can help somebody, my God, prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer changes things. As I said earlier, let us not, amen, forget this COVID disease. It's not over with yet. And they're talking about, amen, amen, it can counteract back unto us again. And many of us haven't been wise in the beginning. But the Bible says, amen, in James, amen, 5 and 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. That's what we hear right now. The fervent, fervent, the affection, fervent prayers of a righteous man availing much. When you find somebody that is living something that can get a hold of Jesus, it means a lot for them to pray. Call in tonight. Call that number. Praise the Lord. We got, amen, a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. And we want to, amen, take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. David asked, whether shall I go from the spirit, or whether shall I flee from the presence? Psalm 139 and 7. Clearly the idea of his rhetorical question points out that it is impossible to escape the omnipresent spirit of the Almighty. You can't get away from Jesus. You can't get away from Jesus. Jesus see you no matter where you are, what you are done. Jesus see you. If you're sitting up in the club tonight, Jesus see you. If you're doing something, amen, that you know that is not like him, he see you tonight. Where can you go to hide from? You can't go nowhere. We stand naked before the Lord. God is also omnipresent, which means, amen, his power is without boundary. God is everywhere at all times. And he can do. Nothing is impossible with him. There is nothing impossible that the Lord cannot do tonight. Again, amen, we don't want to sound like we're begging you for prayer because, amen, I know you need prayer. But call in tonight. Let Dr. Moore pray for you tonight. And I thank God for each one of you out there praying for Dr. Moore and this ministry, amen. It's not mine. It's not my my granddaughter. It belongs to Jesus. We take no credit, amen, for the blessing, amen, that God is blessing us with. Amen. We give all praise and give all glory to him, amen, that sits on the throne. It all belongs to Jesus. We're only vessels. We're only workmen. Amen, trying to do his will. So when you call in, amen, we give that honor and we give that glory to Jesus for your obedience. All of this will be, amen, on your record. One day, amen, this will be, amen, you're facing these same words. They're going to come up again. Prayer on Wednesday night. Amen. We are here for your convenience. That if you need to talk to Jesus or you need help from the Lord, we are here to support you in every way that there is. Don't let Satan blind you. Don't let Satan stop you. Oh, we love the Lord tonight. Those of you who have never called, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, to start calling in. Amen. Let us hear your voice. Because I know we all have needs tonight. And the Lord wants to supply your needs. Pray tonight. In the pattern, amen, of prayer, commonly called the Lord's Prayer, the Lord instructed us to pray, thou kingdom come, thou will be done. And Matthew 6 and 10, Luke 11 and 2. And this Jesus revealed to us the purpose of prayer. Prayer aligns us with the supreme and sovereignty. With our God, prayer lines us up with Jesus. My God, I can talk to my Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your divine mercy. We thank you for your love tonight. We thank you for all of those that call in tonight. We thank you, amen, for Sister Earl tonight. We thank you for bringing her, Lord. We thank you for sparing her tonight. My God, and there are so many on the prayer list tonight. Oh, I can't call them by name, but Lord, we thank you for your people tonight everywhere. We thank you for those that are struggling, trying to make it. Help them to overcome tonight. Help them, Lord. Help them tonight, Lord. Bless all over the world tonight. All over the world, bless your people, Lord. You know how to bless them. You know how to support them, Lord. You know how to raise them up in the spirit. Where they've been torn down and Satan want to make them think that their prayer is not being answered. But Lord, give them insurance tonight that you hear every cry, every moan, every groan tonight. You hear it tonight. My God, touch, touch, touch in the name of Jesus tonight. Send us on a revival, Lord. Send us on a revival, Lord. Send us on a revival. We need a revival, Lord. We need a spiritual revival, Lord, that mankind can repent of their sins and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God give us utterance. We need a revival, Lord. We praying for a revival, Lord. Find God, revive your people tonight. Take the carnality away and put a spirit of mind there. Heal your people's Lord. Heal your people's all over the land. This is Dr. Moore tonight saying, God bless you. We love you tonight. Amen. You still have time to call in. Amen. And get your prayer requests through tonight. You got time, amen, for the Lord to bless you. Ever what you need from the Lord, ask the Lord for it. Bring it, amen, and put it before the Lord tonight. Let the Lord give you an answer tonight. God is God, and besides him there is none other. He don't need no help tonight, amen. He's God all by himself. And he loves humanity. He loves you tonight. Don't you think tonight the Lord don't love you? But he loves you, but he wants you to obey him. Now, we also want God to do something for us, but amen, what do we want to do for the Lord? Do we want to obey him? We also want God to deliver us and heal us, amen. But what are we doing after he do that? Are we going to serve him? Yet and still call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus. The Lord will answer your prayer tonight. Is it Dr. Moore, amen, along with the staff tonight? Amen. In Apple Valley saying amen. Stay prayerful. In these last and evil days, amen, stay prayerful. Because your devil, the adversary, amen, is going through the land like a lion, roaring, seeking who he may devour. Stay prayerful, church. Stay with one mind and stay with one accord. There is salvation in none other except the name of Jesus. Amen. There is salvation in none other name given among men whereby they must be saved except the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Until, amen, tomorrow night, amen, God bless you. This is Dr. Moore saying we love you tonight. We're going to continue to pray for you. Keep on calling in. Amen. Satan, he haven't did anything yet. He haven't disencouraged us. Amen. He just making us, amen, that much more bolder. Amen. And that much more stronger, praise the Lord, is a call on the name of Jesus, because we know Jesus is not going to fail us. God bless you in Radio Land.
Thank you for everyone that did call in for prayer tonight. We truly do appreciate you for calling in for prayer tonight. We thank you. And we shall be back tomorrow night for Bible study. God bless you. Have a seat. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.